It's baffled scholars for two millennia. It is a puzzle made of multidimensional elements. An enigma with roots that reach back to the dawning of time, perhaps before. Daniel explained part of it. Ezekiel and Isaiah had glimpses into it. John saw it all for the time of the end. That time is now. Join Derek and Sharon Gilbert on a journey that spans the course of history. From Eden to Mount Hermon. From Hermon to Babel. From Babel to Rome. From Rome to the cross. And from there to us. Biblical prophecy is coming true before your eyes. And to understand it, you must discern the times both then and now. It's time to unravel the threads of this all-encompassing prophetic paradox. It's time to unravel Revelation.
Welcome to Unraveling Revelation from Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert.
I am Mrs. Derek Gilbert, and we want to welcome you to... This one's after Thanksgiving, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, we record these in advance, so I always have to figure, what Monday are these going to air on? But we're erring on the side of caution, and I'm going to say this is after Thanksgiving. So we pray you had a wonderful time with your family and friends, and that you just got to get together, because during these last 22 months, it has been really difficult.
It really has been. This has really been an unusual time. But I really like the way you put it. And this was last year, even after we saw the first Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, where the churches had been closed across the world because of the pandemic, probably in 2,000 years. And the way Sharon put it was brilliant. The church has not been destroyed; it's been deployed, and that is so true. This is what the church was made for—a time such as this. And so, we should be a beacon of hope and of light, reflecting the light that comes from our Savior, especially at this time of year. So,
we
are grateful to be here.
I know that we need, Paul says, we should neglect getting together, fellowshipping with one another, because that helps to make us strong. We learn. And we need that fellowship. We need that friendship. But we also need to take our light and salt into the world.
Yes.
If we're inside a building way too often, and that's the only time we're playing church, then there's something wrong.
Yeah, amen to that. Amen to that.
Well, guess what? We are finally back in the book of Revelation, and we are talking about the man of sin.
Yes, the beast. We spent the last few weeks, the last couple of months, basically been devoted to Revelation 12 and 13 in sort of a broad sense. We narrowly focused on the character of Satan and who he actually is. And last week, we finally got to the beast that emerges from the sea, the character that scholars of Bible prophecy agree is the Antichrist. But this week, kind of wanted to focus on what we know about him from other places in the Bible.
You know, he's listed in a bunch of places in the Bible,
yeah.
And I think a few of them, people don't recognize him.
Exactly, exactly. So what do we know about the beast, the Antichrist?
He's
that
not
term,
a nice guy.
He's not. But interestingly enough, you'd think for all of the attention that's been paid to the Antichrist over the centuries that he'd be all over the Bible, but that term only shows up in one of John's epistles.
Mm-hmm.
And which he said there are actually many antichrists in the world.
Yes.
So,
yeah. And he refers to the spirit of Antichrist, Paul does. He says that he's already here.
Yeah. So this is something that...
Well, that's an entirely different study. The spirit of Antichrist, just what is that?
Yeah.
But we'll talk about the guy today.
Yes. And so this is something we wanted to bring in. So just show you some of the other verses in Scripture where this entity, this character is described and why we think these verses... fit with the character of the beast that is described in Revelation 13
and following. I just want to say, when you use the word character, you do not mean this is fiction.
No, this is
something that is really going to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
This entity exists now in another form, and we will see him pretending to be a human or possibly inside of a human. We're not really sure. But as Timothy Alberino puts it, the throne in Jerusalem must be inhabited by a human.
Right, right. And I think that was the purpose behind the creation, one of the purposes behind the creation of the Nephilim back in the pre-flood era.
Mm-hmm.
We need to create a vessel that is part human and then part divine, and then we can place one of them on the throne and take away dominion from these creatures that God put in charge of the world.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. When the Lord breathed into Adam, you have to ask yourself, did he also breathe into our elder brothers?
Hmm.
Very likely, but we don't know that for sure. We do know he breathed himself into Adam to make Adam part clay,
yeah,
part him.
Mm-hmm.
The essence of our Lord was in Adam because he was to sit on that throne.
Right.
He failed sadly, so the second Adam wasn't half human and half entity, half human and half spirit. All human, all divine.
Right, right.
But I would argue that whatever spirit was in the Nephilim was not divine.
No.
Because they had fallen, they had sullied whatever piece of divinity was inside of them.
Right, and it was the understanding of the apostles in the early church that these entities were not allowed, they were never supposed to have been. And the extra-biblical book of Enoch, which is not canon, we understand, but helps us to understand what the apostles in the early church believed about these entities, is that they were condemned to wander the earth until the judgment, tormenting humanity, hungering and thirsting, but never able to satisfy those desires,
mm-hmm,
because they were not supposed to be. They were, the word translated in English is miscegenated.
Yeah.
They were hybrids. They were not supposed to be. And that was their punishment, to wander the earth constantly in pain, essentially. But I guess tormenting humanity because of that.
I think constantly angry.
And constantly angry.
Oh,
right.
They want vengeance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want revenge. Yes.
But as, and this really raises an interesting question, not to rabbit trail too far, but.
Well, we always rabbit trail around here. Are you kidding me?
If God created Adam.
We need one of those wabbit guns.
That's it. If God created Adam from the dust of the earth and then gave him dominion over the earth, and we know from Jude that the angels left their proper dwelling, they kept not their first estate, what are they created from?
Well, that's a really good question. I would argue probably not from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we were created as God's imagers,
mm-hmm,
means that this is our proper domain.
Right.
This is our first estate, where, mm-hmm, we belong.
Exactly.
But they left their first estate, those who came down on Mount Hermon. So where was their first estate? Was it in heaven? Or did they have another, you know, place that was created for the elder brothers?
Right, right. Well, those are questions we can't answer for certain because the Bible's not explicit on those.
We
can
lack
speculate.
Data.
That's it. We need more data. Well, here's what we know about the Antichrist from Scripture. 2 Thessalonians, Paul writes in chapter 2, verses 3 through 12, that the man of lawlessness will be revealed. Read it directly or just sort of summarize it?
No, I think read it directly.
Right.
I think that that's pretty important.
2 Thessalonians 3, beginning at verse, or 2, beginning at verse 3. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come. That day, presumably meaning the day of the Lord, where he passes judgment and executes judgment on the world.
Well, I think you almost have to set up this portion because Paul is trying to correct a misunderstanding. Many of those in Thessalonica believed that the rapture had already come.
Correct, yes. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the day, yes. Now, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together with him, starting
yes,
at verse 1 now.
Yes, praise God.
Yeah.
That day is coming.
We ask you, brothers, and the Greek word means brothers and sisters, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed either by a spirit,
mm-hmm,
or a spoken word or a letter seeming to be from us to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. And the day of the Lord, again, is judgment, that
yes,
is Armageddon. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed. The word lawlessness sometimes reads man of sin is revealed, the son of destruction or son of perdition,
mm-hmm,
who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God.
Let me stop you for just a minute, because I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
When he is referred to as the son of destruction,
mm-hmm,
is it possible that within that is implied the son of the destroyer? Son of, as in spiritually, I take
yes,
my orders from.
That is entirely possible. And as Tom Horn has pointed out, the word there translated destruction is apoleos,
mm-hmm,
which is the same root behind Apollyon, the,
mm-hmm,
destroyer, who I argue in my new book Second Coming of Saturn is the old entity, the leader of the rebellion of the Watchers on Mount Hermon, Shemiyaza.
Do you mean this new book?
Clever. Well, you are prepared today.
I just happen to have a copy right here.
It is.
By the way, Josh Peck's new book is also in, and we want to give this a plug because Josh Peck is incredible.
This is Ken Johnson's collection,
The Ancient
Mysteries of the Essenes.
Well, let me say that again because, by the way, we've also got the Ken Johnson collection in the warehouse, which is an incredible book.
Yeah.
And boy, howdy.
This was offered at the same time as Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, which we need to get a copy of for our own library.
We really do. I don't have a copy of that, but the two of you are sort of neck and neck as far as ratings right now.
God must have a sense of humor.
He does.
Old Top 40 disc jockey writing a book that comes out as the number one new release in Christian commentaries ahead of things written by like the likes of Charles Spurgeon. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Yes, but I will say also these are in the new releases. So
right.
If you were to compare over a long period of time,
is correct.
I'm thinking Spurgeon would win.
And Spurgeon would probably chuckle about this,
and he'd probably smack you
too.
Up the side of the head.
He probably would, and I would be happy to take it from
me
Charles
too.
Spurgeon.
Oh, me too. In fact, he'd probably enjoy doing that.
Anyway, so the rebellion comes first, and the word rebellion there is apostasia. The apostasy comes first.
What's so interesting because there, you and I interviewed Patty Heron many, many years ago, and this was the first time I had ever heard his interpretation. The late Patty Heron is with our Lord now. Mm-hmm. His interpretation of apostasia, and he said it has to do with pulling away from something.
Yes.
And he believed it was actually the rapture.
Yes, and actually Terry James of RaptureReady.com believes that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many other teachers who will agree that the apostasia, the rebellion, it translated into the ESV as rebellion, but there are others who would translate it as the catching away, the rapture, if you will.
Yes.
So that is entirely possible.
And it's possible that that's why they were so upset. Hey, why are we still here?
We missed it. Yeah, we missed it. The Lord has returned and we've missed it. So Paul was addressing that in this letter, but he does reveal that I tend to lean toward the translation of apostasia as meaning apostasy, the rebellion,
mm-hmm.
a falling away of the faith, not a catching away of the faithful.
I'm sort of on the fence regarding the interpretation of that because I think that we are so used to the sort of common word apostasy with regards to that I think it's sort of colored our thinking of the interpretation of that word.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it could go either way.
Right.
I'm still pre-trib, so if you're wondering about that, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ could come any minute.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever he comes, I'm ready to go.
Amen to that. So the man of lawlessness will be revealed, whether it's after the rapture or
it'll
after
be when it happens, but he will be
away.
Revealed.
Absolutely. And then Paul reveals here that he will take his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. In fact, he had even told the church this because in verse 5, he writes, "Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things?"
Smack, smack.
Yeah, exactly. "And you know what is restraining him now, so that he may not be revealed in this time."
No, so that he may be revealed
may,
in
may
his time.
May be revealed in his time. So what is the restrainer in verse 6? There are some who argue that this would be the Archangel Michael.
Well, that is one interpretation.
Others suggest the
Holy
Spirit.
I have heard, and I believe it's the Holy Spirit. I personally believe, and this is, again, my own interpretation. Others may argue that I'm totally wrong. But when the church, the mystery church, is an entirely new thing. So when that is removed with the catching away, then the Holy Spirit in the current ministration, the current office, is gone too. He is no longer the forming salt and light within a body. He is now gone. The body of Christ is now gone. But the Holy Spirit will go back to more of an Old Testament ministry, where he falls upon individuals who are chosen by the Lord.
The remnant then during that great tribulation period being
It does not mean it goes back to the Old Testament way of doing things.
Right,
the
right.
New covenant is still in place.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be the Holy Spirit. But also could be the Archangel Michael, because a day's coming when Michael's going to stand up.
Well, exactly, and that may correspond to that, and we'll get to that verse in Daniel as well as
eventually, because we got to go.
Yeah,
break.
This is going to take longer than I thought. Once again, I foolishly thought we could get through all of these verses in 1 week.
But, oh no, I knew we wouldn't.
Yeah, well, you're smarter than I am.
I married you, didn't I? Pretty smart.
Lying signs and wonders and the mystery of lawlessness. That's ahead when Unraveling Revelation continues.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the Book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time Star God, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with the Great Delusion special offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Thousands of years ago, giants walked the earth. They're long gone, but their spirits remain. The evidence is there for those with eyes to see. Megalithic tombs. Monuments aligned with the stars. And the words of the prophets and apostles recorded in Scripture. Now, see this evidence for yourself as Skywatch TV's Derek and Sharon Gilbert take you on a tour of the Holy Land with special guests Pastor Carl Gallups and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, from the mountain where the story began to the mountain where it all ends. Wars of the Gods, Volume 2, Search for the Rephaim. Available now in DVD and high-definition streaming video from Defender Films and Skywatch TV.
Welcome back to Unraveling Revelation from Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert.
Hi, I'm Sharon Gilbert, and I just want to thank Amy Brown for thinking of us, because she sent us a really lovely postcard. You know, she says in here, I love postcards. I love them too. And even when you travel, it's getting harder and harder to find postcards, because snail mail it's out of fashion.
It is.
But we love it. Send it snail mail if you want to. It's Skywatch TV, P.O. Box 5, Crane, Missouri 65633.
And want to touch base something very quickly. Skywatch TV offering the new family Bible.
Yeah, it's
this
beautiful.
This is the Defender Family Bible. You might remember a few years ago, Skywatch TV, if you've been following us for any length of time, published the Defender Bible, which is the King James translation with the expanded Apocrypha, the Apocrypha that was included in the original KJV, mm-hmm. but with the Book of Enoch, the Book of Jasher, Book of Jubilees.
An incredible book.
Well, the family edition is a hardback cover, and it comes as part of the Friends of the Children special offer as we're looking to the 2022 camping season at Whispering Ponies Ranch. And Tom is letting out his inner grandpa.
He really is.
He's building a play area there, but as with everything that we've done at Skywatch TV, we don't want to go into debt to do it. So we're depending on your support. So the Friends of the Children special offer, for your donation of at least $300, you get that fantastic Bible plus a gift box plus a $100 gift certificate to spend any way you like
at the Skywatch TV store.
For your donation of at least $1,000, you get the Bible, a larger gift box, and a number of other benefits as well, including a $300 gift certificate to spend any way you like. And you will...
$300?
$300
plus. There's your Christmas shopping right there.
Exactly. And an invitation to a banquet at the 2022 Skywatch TV Defender Conference.
Oh, nice.
And a tour of Whispering Ponies Ranch. And an invitation to sit in on a recording session at the new Skywatch TV studio. You can find out more at SkywatchTVStore.com. Look for the Friends of the Children special offer.
That's such a worthy cause. Such a worthy cause. So if you have the wherewithal to do it, please consider the $300 gift or the $1,000 gift.
Amen.
And you'll get the gift certificate. Yes. And thank you on behalf of those kids and Grandpa Tom.
Yes.
Well, we were talking about, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but back to 2 Thessalonians.
2 Thessalonians. Again, at verse 5, you know, Paul basically reminding the church at Thessalonica, slap. I told you this when I was there. Why have you forgotten so soon? Verse 6, you know what is restraining him now so that he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it, again, mm-hmm. Holy Spirit, Archangel mm-hmm. Michael.
Somebody is.
Right. Will do so until he is out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. So when Christ appears in the clouds with great glory at the head of that heavenly host,
yes,
boom.
That's what it. I love so much. I love it so, so much because the fallen realm is putting together an army.
Mm-hmm.
And they are coming up with all sorts of weapons that are probably spiritual weapons that
right.
we can't even imagine or see.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using us to do it. You know, we will study soon about the false prophet who mm-hmm. essentially tricks mankind into building an image of the beast. Well, the fallen realm's been tricking us for thousands of years.
Absolutely.
To do their bidding, to build their army and
right.
their army machines.
Right. In the first iteration of this rebellion, and I like the way L.A. Marzulli put it in the episode of The Bible's Greatest Mysteries that we recorded with him, like a suicide mission, knowing that by crossing the species barrier and creating the giants of old, mm-hmm. that they would suffer a serious punishment, but that the one we call Satan may have conned them into it by saying, don't worry, we'll break you out of prison, we'll break you out of the abyss, so it'll be temporary. You're taking one for the team.
It's in other probably words. Fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, that didn't work because God sent the flood, destroyed the giants, and mm-hmm. Their spirits are still with us as the spirits of the demons, the demonic entities that still afflict humanity. But this time around, you're right. They've been getting us to do the work, the transhumanist movement and the mm-hmm. way we're tinkering with human DNA to try to create...
And cybernetics.
And cybernetics, right. Trying to overcome death through science.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if that... The practice of embryonic stem cell research, which requires cloning, what happens if some of those are brought to term? Do clones have the same spirit as a God-breathed infant?
Boy, that's an entirely different series of programs.
Very, very
that's the Bible's greatest mystery sort of question.
Yes, yes. But anyway, that is the way the enemy is trying to get us to participate in our own destruction.
And how does the Lord take them out? He doesn't bring, you know, he doesn't rely upon an army. He doesn't rely upon all sorts of machinery or weapons. Says a word. The breath of his mouth.
The breath of his mouth. The Greek word is pneuma, spirit.
Yes.
Just as he breathed into Adam to create life, he will breathe on them. To destroy the Antichrist.
Destroy them. Do you not realize that he holds all things together? If he chooses, we'd all just fall apart.
Wow, wow, wow.
We'd just disintegrate into nothing.
I'd never noticed that before. It's another bookend. It's another parallel.
It is. Isn't it beautiful?
Wow.
Wow, 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 indeed. Well, let's just go ahead and finish
out this. Verse 9, the coming of the lawless one, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, the coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders. It's like the Antichrist is empowered, just as we discussed with Satan on the shore of the sea watching the beast emerge. It's like he's facilitating his return to
Earth. Oh, yeah. He's like the puppet master. And here the thing,
right.
What we see is false signs and wonders. When the Lord was here, he was asked over and over again, can you give us a sign? Can you do some miracles for us? We want to see some miracles. And he did a few,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't do them constantly.
And he didn't do them on demand.
No, he did not.
And the ones that he did were intended for the religious leaders of the Jews to show them that the Messiah had come.
Yes, and he was fulfilling Old Testament prophecy.
Right, right.
But this lying, false Christ will just do him left and right.
Mm-hmm.
He will be the supreme magician of the world, and everybody will bow down at his feet.
Exactly.
Except for those who are covered by the blood of Christ.
Well, in verse 10 here, and all wicked deception for those who are perishing, those who are willing to be deceived,
mm-hmm.
are perishing because they refused to love the truth, and that would be the capital T, truth, and be saved.
So be saved. They refused to love the truth. Those of us who know Christ, those of us who are covered by his blood, honestly, that's really hard for me to understand how anyone would refuse his offer of life eternal. And yet we see throughout the world now the way many react, the woke culture and the way they react to Christianity.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like we're the demons.
Right. Right.
Everything is flipped.
It is going to get worse as we get closer to his return. And finally, verses 11 and 12, therefore God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And we see that in the world around us where you can be deplatformed for just stating scientific truth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yes. You didn't state the science. You're making up some other science.
That section in 2 Thessalonians is about the longest section of passage regarding what we know about the Antichrist. More specifics there, the man of lawlessness, the man of sin, the son of perdition.
Yeah, just about. There's some in Daniel 11 that's pretty long.
Right.
But then there's a section that we're going to get to next time in Zechariah. Surprise, surprise. Chapter 11, if you want to read ahead and prepare, because we're told some information there that actually connects to events in recent news.
Yes. Well, fascinating stuff. We'll never, never exhaust the amount of information or the things that there are to learn in the Bible.
No,
and
we won't.
We are grateful that you're joining us on this journey. This is Unraveling Revelation from Skywatch TV.
Unraveling Revelation is part of Skywatch TV, a viewer-supported ministry. To learn more about Skywatch TV and the work of our sister ministry, Whispering Ponies Ranch, please visit our website, skywatchtv.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.